I was on a job one time where the guy that was working, he actually was a permanent employee of one of the subcontractors, and he fell backwards only about 5 feet or so off of some scaffolding, and he broke a bunch of bones. I've heard a bunch of different stories about people working at the labor hall who actually died on the jobs that they were doing. In one case, there was this steel retainer wall down at the bottom of a new building that was being built, and what they do is they put up the steel retainer wall and they put the trash dumpster inside of that retainer wall, and then they have the trash chute, which ends right above the dumpster. I'm sure we've all seen those kinds of job sites where the chute ends right above the dumpster, and the retainer wall is to keep people from going near the dumpster just in case something, comes out of the chute and flies off a few feet. And there was a guy who was inside of this retainer wall who was cleaning up and taking stuff that had missed the dumpster and was throwing it into the dumpster. And another guy up around the seventh floor of the building decided to be lazy and throw something over the edge of the building instead of down the chute. It hit this guy in the head, and it split his head open. His brain was all over the place. And there was another case where a guy was working out of the same labor hall, and they were taking out a chimney. You're supposed to cut each layer of brick individually because the chimney is very heavy, And the contractor decided to go down toward the bottom of the chimney and cut it. And the chimney fell over on this laborer, and it killed him. There are a few other gory stories, of people actually dying while working out of a labor hall.